Welcome to Everything Scary at 3 a.m. My name is John, and with me as always is Mandy, and Happy New Year!
Oh, hello, and Happy New Year! I was expecting to say hello, because usually you cut right after that.
I know, I normally do, but it's, I felt like doing some Happy New Year, because it's a new year, it's Happy New Year.
Happy New Year!
I hope to God that we'll get these release dates on track, but yeah. Who knows?
We're here, that's all that matters.
That's it. And what else is here? Well, so apparently this movie either counts as a suspense or a thriller movie, not technically a horror, but I say the nay. I believe that this is within the same vein as even our previous episodes, like Empire of the Ants.
Or Cujo.
Some of those, like, weird, like, The Days the Animal Attacked movies.
Or was that Annihilation movie? Is it Annihilation or something like that with Natalie Portman?
That doesn't count. But it's completely different.
It has the weird bear thing.
It has a weird bear, but it's like, it's an alien thing.
So in case you haven't been able to figure it out yet, we are watching 2023's Cocaine Bear.
And there's a couple of surprises that come along with
Booger Sugar Bear.
Booger Sugar Bear. Got that nose candy. Surprisingly enough, this movie's got some weird stuff in it. I did not realize that this was directed by Elizabeth Banks. You're going to probably remember her from things like Zach and Mary Make a Porno. She was in Brightburn.
I think she was the mom.
She was in Slither, our 28th episode from 2006.
Which, you love that movie.
I love that movie. It's a good movie. It's James Gunn. You got Nathan Fillion in it. It's a lot of fun. And since we did that episode in 2020, the only thing that she's done are a few episodes of TV shows, something called The Beanie Bubble. This is the first movie since 2019's Charlie's Angels that she's directed.
Hmm.
Which,
crazy.
You know, I'm not Hopefully. Surprised that people didn't want her to do things, like, because that was a terrible movie.
Hopefully this is good.
Well, interestingly enough, a lot of people in this show are people that we know, because we also have Jimmy Warden. Jimmy Warden was a writer of previous episodes of 59's Babysitter, Killer Queen.
The first one.
Yeah, the second one. Mm-hmm. And the only other movie that he's written between then and, you know, now is... this is the only other movie. This is the only other movie that he's written and has been fully completed.
Oh, okay.
The other ones, he's got two of them that are coming out. One of them's called Naughty.
That sounds bad.
Well, okay, so it's called Naughty because it follows a woman named Mallory whose only chance of getting custody back for her son from her trash bag of a former boyfriend is to track down Santa Claus and persuade him to appear in court.
Oh, yeah, sounds real bad.
Yeah. And then there's Borderline, which is a bodyguard protects a pop star and her athlete boyfriend from a determined stalker in 1990s Los Angeles. So we've gotten to the point where the 1990s are the nostalgic area that we're putting things. Remember how it was like 1984?
Oh, my God.
Everything was 1984. Everything comes out in 1984. We don't do 1985 because God help us if we go 1985. That's too new. But now we're doing 1990s. So I'm hoping...
Oh, my God. My heart.
...that everything's going to have like a orange filter on it because we had that. That was our thing
Everybody
back in the 90s.
Everybody better be fucking dressed 90s wearing the JNCO jeans and all that stuff.
Well, I don't know if she's going to be doing it because... the star of that movie is Samara Weaving.
What?
Yep. Also, it's going
to
be...
Now we have to watch it.
It's going to have Eric Dane in it, too.
I don't know who that is, but I love Samara Weaving, so now we have to watch it.
Yeah, sometimes you get those people in there that you just got to watch. Not so much for this movie, because one of the main stars is Carrie Russell.
First of all, that is Felicity.
I know it's Felicity. I don't care, though.
And not only is she Felicity, but she is also the mom in Antlers, which we did, right? Which
that
was episode
129.
Yes, 129. And then she also did, oh my God, what was it? I just watched it, Dark Skies.
Yes,
she did Dark Skies. Yes. She was the mom in that one, too.
She's also in 2019 Star Wars, Rise of Skywalker. But Dark Skies, I'll never forget her, because she immediately, like, with just a, like, I didn't expect it. Was her slamming her face into that sliding glass, like, window. Because there's that door where she opens the door.
I don't remember that part.
Yeah, it's middle of the thing. Because this is the same thing.
Dark Skies.
It's the funniest thing, because we had this conversation when it was first coming out. Because this is... Dark Skies is the one where it turned out the whole time that the aliens were actually after the other brother.
It was genuinely aliens, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was... And Like, it was like, oh, I didn't know it was actually aliens. You know, sorry if we're spoiling Dark Skies for you. This is the show. You probably should have known
that. It came out in 2013.
But she, like, the big thing, and they showed it in the trailer, was her slamming her face up against the window. Like, because the aliens were effing with her.
Oh, the part that messed me up is whenever they show her, like doing the interview or whatever, and her body gets all contorted, that just creeps me out. Creeps me out.
We also have Alden Einrich. Einrich. Well, I feel bad for this guy, because one, I can't pronounce his goddamn name. Two, he was Han Solo in Solo, a Star Wars movie from 2018.
Oh, is that guy?
Yeah. And I feel like that flatlined his career, because there was nothing for quite a while after that. He was in 2016's Hail Caesar, so you know he was on an upward trajectory. But the last thing he was a senator's aide in 2023's Oppenheimer.
Oh.
So it's no longer, it's like, ooh, do we really want him to be a leading man? It's like, yeah, I mean, you know, he's trying. No, not doing well. And then we have O'Shea Jackson Jr. Now, did you recognize that name when you heard it?
O'Shea Jackson,
Just O'Shea Jackson. You know why?
Why?
That's Ice Cube's son.
What?
Yeah. That's why I was just like, I know that name. Oh. Why do I know that name? Because that's Ice Cube's real name.
Crazy.
And he actually got to play his dad in 2015 Straight Outta Compton.
That's right. Mm. I remember watching that. Yeah. Seeing that somewhere.
That wasn't the only thing he did, though, because he was also in Godzilla King of Monsters from 2016, and he was in 2018's Den of Thieves.
Oh.
Yeah, so
he's never heard a whole bunch of stuff. Never heard of Den of Thieves, but good for him.
We got Ray Liotta.
We already know who Ray Liotta is. Yeah,
my favorite Ray Liotta movie is probably Goodfellas, which I resisted watching for a long time. Same thing with Godfather. It's one of those things that, like, you're not a man unless you watch Godfather. And I'm like, I'm not going to fucking watch Godfather. You're not going to tell me that how to be a man, all right? I'm going to just do it. And then I watched it, and I was like, this is a really fucking good movie. This is a great movie. Like, I hate how good this movie is. We also have, we got Christoph Hitchin. Christopher Hitchin. Anyway, he was in,
Hivju.
He was in,
Say Hivju.
Hivju.
Yep, there you go.
Sure, we'll just go with that. He was in 2011's The Thing.
Did we ever review The Thing?
No, we didn't. We can put that on the list.
I want to put that on the list. I'll put it on the list. I need to, I gave it a second shot. It is not as horrible as whenever I originally watched it. Probably because we've watched some shitty movies.
Yep, but you know who isn't shitty?
Margot Martindale?
Tons of stuff, but she was Millie in 1991's The Rocketeer.
Oh, Millie!
She's that guy. Yeah, the girl. She's that lady. I was
like, that's a lady.
Yeah.
I love Millie. Trying.
Yeah, I know. I can't wait for
and
that
I love The Rocketeer. That is one of my personal favorites.
It's a great movie, but we're going to go ahead and pause it here. We're going to be watching this one on Prime. Yes. So if you need to watch it, don't
pay for it.
Yeah, don't pay for it. Get it on Prime.
Yep. We'll let you know if it's worth buying.
Yeah. Yeah. It probably isn't, but hopefully it'll be good.
Hopefully it'll make me laugh.
You know, I'm hoping that it's at least like, so there's two ways that this could go to me. There's Willy's Wonderland where it's surprisingly good and there's like a lot of fun that's happening. Or there's Psycho Goreman where it's overdone and there's a part that just kills the enjoyment for me.
Yeah.
And that's my fear.
I am now going into every movie, especially this year. With the start of the new year, I'm going into every movie thinking it is going to be shit. That way, whenever it's not shit, I will be pleasantly surprised.
It's not so bad.
Yes.
Alrighty. Well, we'll pause it here. We'll be right back.
Yep, be right back.
There's an area called Blood Mountain. The pilots know where to drop our load. We just go get it.
Where's the duffel?
The bear ate most of it.
What?
A bear did cocaine!
Just play dead.
The bear, it loves coke.
Go!
Cocaine Bear, only in theaters, rated R.
And we're back.
We are back.
And, you know,
I am so glad I went into... I'm serious. From now on.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
no.
All of them are shitty until proven otherwise.
And it's a good thing. But, you know, in celebration of this year's first movie...
Smooth.
I like that. I was trying to do it. But, yeah, no. We're going to do a little toast because, you know, a lot of movies that we've been watching lately are shit. And hopefully... the rest of them won't be all that bad. Because this one wasn't a good movie. This was not a good movie. And it tried, though. It really did. So we are going to go ahead and to 2024 being better. Hopefully.
Why'd you give me this whenever I just ate queso?
That's why I gave you the little one. Anyway, but so this one does take place in the 1980s. And it starts off with these two, like, Swedish people who are walking around. Mm-hmm. And they see a bear, and then the bear attacks and kills one of the girls. I thought it was actually kind of cute because the girl and the guy are, like, talking about how they're going to have a wedding. And I was like, oh,
and
wow.
And they're going to have babies. Like, they're obviously
how
engaged.
Many flags are we going to have off straight out? And then it's like, oh, these two are going to get dead, like, very quickly.
And the lady is dead very quickly. They see a black bear, right?
Black bear.
A black bear walking towards them. And, you know, they think it's very precious and adorable, which you should never do. You should always just, you know, run. I guess.
Yeah, now this is...
But you shouldn't run in some cases and then climb up trees. I don't know. You're fucked. If you see a bear, you're fucked. So.
Oh, I forgot, though. It did start out with that one dude doing, like, karate kicks and throwing out cocaine in the middle of fucking nowhere.
Oh, yes. That's right. We did start with that. I swear that was Paul Rudd. But it definitely was not Paul Rudd.
It did
look an awful lot like Paul Rudd. So we see this guy in an airplane, throws out a shit ton of bags of cocaine out the window, and he's obviously, like, way off his rocker.
And apparently this was actually real. Like, this was a real thing. He died on September 11th, 1985 because of his parachute. Fucking out. Yeah, so this is a real thing.
All right.
He's just chucking shit out the door.
And then,
like,
He knocked his head on the plane.
He slips and falls, and he falls right out. He's like, oh.
He knocks himself out and then falls. And then, you know, this is whenever the news comes on, and they find Andrew C. Thornton.
The second,
yes. Dead, because his parachute failed to open.
He, like, landed on somebody's, like, driveway. I was like, oh, God.
It was awful.
I was like, that's a terrible thing to put in there. And I think that actually happened.
Yeah.
It was just awful.
It was bad.
And that's where we meet the local detective, who is a guy that I know from other shows. It's, I want to say it's Isaiah Whitlock Jr., but hold on. Let me double check, because it was... I was looking at his stuff, and he's been in a lot of shows.
He has. I recognize that guy.
Yeah, and that's... Yeah, it's Isaiah Whitlock Jr. But the shows that he's been in, like, he was in Cedar Rapids, he was in 25th Hour, which was that weird one that had... I think it was... it's The Better Hulk.
I feel like I remember him from something else.
Oh, he was in a ton of stuff. That's the problem. Like, he just wasn't in a whole lot of things that you're going to be able to remember. But, God, what was 25th Hour had? I keep wanting to say Ethan Hawke. Edward Norton. There we go. But he was just a shit ton of things.
Well, yeah. Anyways, you would recognize him whenever you see him. So he's the detective. Apparently, he sent out an order for a Labrador or something along those lines, and he ended up getting I think it's a Shih Tzu.
Yeah, it looked like a Shih Tzu to me.
So totally. Are you just going to be drinking the entire thing?
Yes.
Okay, well, you need to top me off, too.
This movie deserves it because it was just god awful. Like, there were stretches of nothing happening.
That's good.
In this movie. I just wanted to be able to.
I'm not even gonna be able to finish the show.
Anyway.
So we meet him, we meet his dog. There's a lot of weird shit that didn't need to be in it. Like, the cop, we would have been totally fine without the cop.
Well,
I feel.
So I think the cop was just fine. It was the extra person, Oyola Smart or something like that? O-A-Y-O-O-L-A.
I don't know.
It was his detective friend who was dirty. We find out much later. But there's no reason for her to have been there. Now, she had big, thick dreadlocks. I understand that
she
probably wanted
dreadlocks.
To have the hair like that. But yes, it was 1985. There's absolutely no way they would have allowed that in Kentucky.
On a police force.
Yeah. And it kind of just takes you out of it. Because I'm like wondering when... Because like the whole time I'm like, is there something going to be happening with this? And she just disappears later.
Well, like, and then she reappears again.
Yeah, for like 5 seconds, but she didn't need to be there. She needed to die.
No, yeah.
She was a bad cop.
She definitely
And she gets to have the good time out, not Isaiah Whitlock later on. But, so, It's and then that's when the Swedish couple dies, and then we're introduced to the two kids. That's Brooklyn Prince and Christian Convery, who I want to say I think I've seen him in other things. He was in Antlers, I want to say. No, Sweet Tooth. He's the kid from Sweet Tooth.
Oh, yes.
That's why.
Okay, so yeah, so you've definitely seen him before if you've seen Sweet Tooth.
Yeah, so, which is funny because he's playing, he's just stuck in forests, this poor kid. But they keep dropping the Kentucky accent. That was the other thing that was beginning to piss me off. So we get to see Brooklyn, we get to see the daughters, Dee Dee, which I thought was cute, Dee Dee's house. And the kid is listening to Billy Idol, which I'm like, okay, 85.
She's got like Depeche Mode posters.
Yeah. And Adamant. Like, yeah. And I was like, when the fuck? No, not a child in 1985.
Yeah, she could.
No, not a child in 1985, because she would have been born in like 80, like, or 70 something. And there's absolutely no way that her mom, who is like divorced, who is played by...
Well, Carrie Russell is the mom. Carrie Russell's also a nurse.
Yeah.
And she's picking up a lot of shifts to see her pediatrician boyfriend.
Yeah. Which I thought was funny, because later on she says, I shouldn't have tried to push Dave on you so early. Or something like that.
Yeah.
Like the pediatrician, which she wasn't pushing the pediatrician on her at any point as far as we saw in the movie.
Well, she was. They had planned like a getaway or something like that.
Well, yeah. But
with her too? Yeah.
When was that?
It was at the beginning. Whenever she's like, we were supposed to paint the waterfall. And she's like, oh, you know, I figured that we could do this because it would be a lot of fun. And
oh, okay.
Yeah.
I just zoned out because I didn't care. And
You really did.
You know why? Because I was so thrown off by the kid. I don't understand why filmmakers assume that children liked Adam Ant back in the 80s.
Okay, like, let's go past that. It's
repeatedly.
Come on, let's go
every
past that.
Every single show has friggin' Adam Ant in there. And I'm like, I didn't hear about Adam Ant until the mid-2000s.
This movie's long enough to where we don't have to dawdle on that.
Well, it's too 90-something. It's 95 minutes.
It's too long.
But, so we got that, we had the, oh, so the kids decide, F this noise, we're gonna go ahead and leave. Henry,
they skip school.
Yeah, they skip school. They're gonna go to paint the waterfall themselves. That was a whole big thing. Carrie Russell is out, taking extra shifts, hanging out, with her pediatrician boyfriend, but we don't get to see that. But we do see, and there's a lot of weird flashes, like, elsewhere... You know, this is what was happening. Or do you remember that this was happening? Like in a weird flashback kind of deal.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, Henry has a WWF World Wrestling like title belt that he spent like a million allowances on, which doesn't go anywhere. Like that whole bit, that whole sequence was in there. And I'm like, it's Chekhov's fucking gun. You can't show me the World Wrestling. Like, look at this. Look at this World Wrestling Federation title belt. And not have it come anywhere into the show.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of shit.
That was the problem. This entire show had tons of little bits in there that didn't matter.
Like, they could have had the bear, like, take a little swipe at his belly and then the little like, World Wrestling Federation thing saved him. They could have done that.
That would have been great.
But no, they didn't. They fucked it up.
Yep. We had the, we switch over to the what were their names? Drugans?
I don't know. The fucking weird gangsters that aren't gangsters. They just look, it's comical how badly that whole thing was.
Okay, so how weird was it that they all looked like Pete Davidson?
They did not.
They look like a blonde. If you put blonde dye in Pete Davidson's hair, two of them looked exactly like it. And then like the third one looked like a fat kid.
Well,
from Kentucky.
It did a bit, I guess, but it was bad. So they are these three assholes are causing some havoc and stealing shit and stabbing people.
So
apparently
they're stealing stuff from inside of the ranger station.
From the park ranger.
And the park ranger is played by the Matilda girl from Rocketeer, and she is got the hots for a park inspector who is a peacenik hippie. Who actually fit better than everybody else, as far as I can tell.
God,
he had, like, the terrible hair and the big, big mustache. And he, like, was complaining about people smoking and stuff. He's like, don't you know that that causes forest fires? That kills my friends. And he was like, everyone's like, friends? It's like, the animals. He doesn't like saying the word animals. It's just like, they're friends.
Yeah.
I was like, okay.
It was bad. And so she ends up trying to hit on him in the entire time. While this is happening, we see Kerry Russell get the phone call from the school, the dreaded phone call saying that Dee Dee has skipped school. So she's trying to find her.
We also are introduced to, what was the two idiots? The guys from, it was O'Shea Jackson and Eddie. It was Aldine Einrich, the two guys. Like, so what it is Ray Liotta sends David, who is O'Shea Jackson Jr., to find his son. His son's wife has just died. And his son left his grandson with Ray Liotta, who is this big cocaine dealer. And he is the one who Andrew C. Thornton guy was supposed to be dropping the cocaine off for.
Yes.
So he's like, you need to go find my son. You need to pick him up. You need to bring him back to me. And every time that...
And go find the cocaine.
Yeah, and find the cocaine. So they're like, okay, we're going to go find the cocaine, I guess. Meanwhile, the son is bitching all the time. He's like, my wife died. She was Joan. She was Joni. Oh, I love Joni. Because that was what threw me off, too. Because Ray Liotta kept referring to her as Joni. And then he takes his shirt off and he shows John. The son shows the tattoo with the heart that says John.
Yes.
And he's like, her name was Joan. I'm like, I thought her name was Joni. Like, those feel like two different names at that point.
No, they're not.
I don't know. It felt Johnny. Enough.
Okay.
And that's when the David guy is like, all right, come on. You want to come look for cocaine in the forest with me? Come on. We'll go look for cocaine in the forest. And we kept, like, sliding back to them for no fucking reason. It was annoying. There was a whole sequence there where they were playing 21 Questions with one of the dipshits from later on. And it didn't need to be there. The whole thing, that whole sequence showed nothing. It added nothing to any part of the movie. And it's easily forgotten and should have been left on the cutting room floor. You could have done this whole movie in 88 minutes. Or you could have taken some of that shit and put it into, like, taking the money for it and done other things. Like, had more people getting killed by the cocaine bear.
It should have just been a short story and kept it at that.
I guess. So that's when we've met everybody at this point. Kerry Russell shows up to the
Ranger Station
to find the kids. The ranger and the park inspector go with her. The kids are in the middle of the forest and they find cocaine. And they try to do the cocaine by eating it. And they spit it out immediately. And now they're super worried about being high.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when they run into the cocaine bear, which comes out of nowhere and just, like, fucking... I thought it ravaged the child first. I was like, well, you just showed me kids doing cocaine. Well, kind of trying to do cocaine, eating cocaine. And, you know, are we going to see them, like...
being shred to pieces?
Like, or something. And they did a shit ton of cocaine, I think.
Yeah.
I know a lot of it got spat out, like they were playing the fucking cinnamon challenge.
I thought that they were going to do, like... I thought it was going to be baking soda. Like, they screwed him over and they gave him baking soda or something. Yeah.
That would have been interesting. But it wouldn't have made sense with the... it was the one brick of baking soda.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. One out of every five of those is a brick of baking soda. Because you're not going to notice.
Yeah. Yeah. Or something. They actually took the cocaine. So Cocaine Bear shows up. We cut at this point. This is whenever we get to Kerry Russell trying to get there. She gets there. They go looking for her, for them. And then we come across, what's his name? The kid? The little kid.
Henry. Henry is up in the trees.
He's like way up there.
Now, he had a rifle. I swear to God he had a rifle beforehand. It may have been a pump action. It may have been a fake rifle or something like that. I didn't see it well enough. But you showed me, and it looked like a Mosin Nagant. And I was sitting there going, like, why does he have a Mosin right there? It's the weirdest fucking gun for him to have. But I'm like, okay, so the kid is running around with a rifle. Okay. No, he's not. He doesn't have the rifle anymore.
The rifle goes missing.
He is way up in the tree.
He's trying to warn everybody. He's like, there's a bad bear.
The
like,
devil bear.
A really bad bear.
He doesn't want to say cocaine because he doesn't want to get in trouble. We find out later. He doesn't want to get in trouble for talking about the cocaine. That's when the bear just beats the living shit out of the girl from Rocketeer. Beats the living shit out of and kills the inspector guy.
Yes, yes, he does.
And then Kerry Russell and the kid are able to kind of escape. During this period of time, David and the son have shown up at the ranger station trying to take a piss, and that's when they run afoul of the three idiots,
gangsters
who are like tweaked out. They were punk rock punks.
I think that term lightly.
Yeah, and they it's the funniest fucking sequence. You could probably find this one on YouTube. It is fairly funny. Basically, David slaps the living shit out of all three of them and gets stabbed in the process. Well, one of them apparently had a brick of cocaine with him too.
Yes.
Like a huge brick. I mean, these are each kilos, I guess. I don't even know.
I do not know the measurement of drugs, but I do know it was a literal brick.
It was a brick of cocaine. And that's what pisses him off, because he's trying to, like, figure out what the fuck goes on. Now, he almost killed some of them, but he didn't, thank God.
He was hoping.
Because they get to die later on, which is hilarious. That's when they decide to go to the gazebo. And we get the dumbest sequence of our lives in it. We also cut over to the detective who has chased these guys all around trying to look for him, ends up at the
park.
Same park, mm-hmm. with for no reason, and then he ends up
at the gazebo randomly,
like, because he's been walking around and he's hot and sweaty, and I'm just sitting there thinking, you know, this, not only does the bear disappear and come out of nowhere and it's like a billion friggin' miles of wasteland in between them, but also, this gazebo is kind of a bitch to get at.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how do people find each other at this fucking gazebo? Like, it's not the easiest thing to find.
But they can. That's why. Because it's a movie.
Yeah, it was a terribly written one. We've got the other two punks wake up and are... So, basically what happens is the forest ranger comes back to the ranger station and she's cut the hell up. So she walks into the ranger station. There are the punk rocks, the other two punks, trying to, like, put band-aids on themselves and stuff. They also decided to steal shit, mm-hmm. at the same time. But while they're in there trying to patch themselves up, the ranger is trying to call for an ambulance. The ambulance is coming. And then they kind of start hearing a knocking on the door. That's when the ranger is like, okay, I want one of y'all to open the door, and I'm going to shoot the bear. Now, everything in my body is tensing me for the fact that they're going to shoot somebody that they shouldn't shoot.
Of course.
And I'm waiting for it, and I'm waiting for it, and I'm waiting for it. And they open the door, and one of the punks is like, holy shit, that's a bear. And it is a bear. It's the cocaine bear. For some reason, the cocaine bear followed her back to the ranger place.
And it's like, dude.
It was just like derpy.
Literally sitting down on the ground, just sitting there.
And then we get into the other thing that was a little much in this movie, the overt kind of weird, gratuitous violence and gore. There was a lot of gore in this that was okay, and then some of it was like, okay, that's you're lingering on it. This isn't funny anymore.
It felt like Saw.
Yeah, a little bit. Like, which didn't match the tone of the rest of the movie. I think if they had given us, like, we would have been prepared for it, but like... what we see later on is a little much. This one isn't too bad because the ranger blows away one of the punks. And then
the bear shakes off the brain matter.
Yep. And then, like, runs away. They close the door. The bear gets up on the roof because the bear is, I guess, a slasher villain, which I thought was really fucking funny because it is appearing out of nowhere and disappearing out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
And then it breaks in through the door. Like, it reaches through one of this little tiny glass window thing, kills the other punk. Oh, as far as we can tell, it does take his head off later on.
It definitely takes his head off, yeah.
The ambulance is coming in, shows up later. And that is two randos.
Well, so one of the guys is, I think he's a TikTok video person. He makes really funny videos. And I tried to explain it to John, and he's like, uh-huh, yeah, sure. Because he's a
TikToker.
He works at IKEA. I think it's the same guy where he works at IKEA and they're like, we're never coming back here again. He's like, oh yeah? Oh really? Yeah. Well, that's totally fine because that means I won't have to deal with you anymore. Like, it's funny.
I
laughed.
They were fairly interesting people because they had this whole sequence where one of them goes over to talk to the guy. Or no, talk to the ranger who's mm-hmm. like nearly dead. And she's trying to say bear the whole time. The guy goes to the... door that is just overflowing with blood, opens it up, finds the dead punk kid.
Decapitated.
Yeah, completely, like, the head was in the bucket, and the bear is...
in the corner.
And, like, just,
in
like...
time out, apparently.
Like, tweaking. And that's when the ranger is able to get out the word bear. The bear rushes the door, knocks it down on top of the guy, and is pushing, like, jumping on it, which I thought was hilarious. The other EMT takes the ranger, gets her outside, straps her to the gurney, and then it gets into the truck and turns it on, and is gonna, like, get the hell out of there. The bear goes immediately after the emergency bag. Or, like, the guy hits her in the face. The other EMT hits the bear. It is a her. In the face with the emergency bag. And because the emergency bag looks like all the cocaine bags, except it doesn't have a rainbow strap, which I thought was cute.
She's not going to notice that, though. Absolutely it's red.
It starts going after that thing, starts trying to eat it. They get the guy is able to get the hell out of there. They drive. The bear chases them down.
And this was in the trailer, wherever the bear jumps into the back of the
ambulance. It's like this
ambulance.
Whole sequence. And it's a good sequence up until, like, the part where the bear gets into the ambulance, kicks the girl from the Rocketeer out. She hits the ground and slides for like 20 feet, which I was just like, okay, that was a little much. Like, we got it. She died.
It was very Zombieland, like at the beginning of Zombieland, but it showed it. Like,
and I was like, okay. And this wasn't like a peon. This was somebody that we just watched get their ass beat for like 20 minutes. So you just kind of felt bad about it.
It was like, ugh.
We got the first EMT who was crushed by the door has his arm torn and ripped off, and then he gets thrown out. And then the last one who was driving hits a tree, and she gets thrown out. And then the cocaine bear just runs off. So, okay,
which,
cool.
Why wasn't the cocaine bear, like, thrown out the...
Because he's on cocaine.
Cocaine! Yeah, well...
My issue with this is that, like, that whole energetic sequence doesn't really match some of the other sequences, like, with the energy... And I guess that's because there's like three or four people, but that was like the main showpiece of the entire movie. Mm-hmm. And that was what, 30 minutes in maybe?
But that was also the part that was mostly in the trailer.
Yes,
because,
and we've already seen it.
Yes, because it's interesting. A lot of this part, a lot of this movie, there's parts that could have been cut that just didn't need to be in there that were awkward. That
more instances of the bear on cocaine, running around, being on cocaine.
Like, if it's going to be ridiculous, then make it ridiculous. Yeah, don't try to make it semi-serious and then ridiculous and on all these other pieces.
Yeah, because at this point we have David and Eddie, who is Ray Liotta's son, show up to the gazebo with the other punk kid who looks like Pete Davidson. They can't find the cocaine because...
The detective's already found it.
Yes, and he's standing on top of the gazebo and he can't get down. But he does end up shooting David in the hand, which takes off two fingers. It takes off the pinky and the middle finger.
Yes.
Which even like Pete Davidson was like, oh my God, how did it take off those two fingers? They're not even next to each other. And I was like, that is a good question. That's a weird...
Because that's silly.
Like, thing to have happened.
Yeah, because that's silly.
Ah, it's weird. But they don't keep like bringing it up. And because you're not continuously bringing it up, it just kind of like... Oh, that was weird. Mm-hmm. And then they just moved on.
And the cocaine bear comes randomly and falls asleep on top of Han Solo.
Yeah, so Han Solo's Eddie is being held at gunpoint, and David is able to hide under the gazebo. The bear shows up and, just lays down on top of him.
Which
is
actually probably one of the funniest parts of the movie.
The weird part is he goes,
I laughed.
Because the bear's vagina is on my ear, and I'm just sitting there going...
Technically, the way that she landed,
absolutely.
A nipple would have been in his ear.
Or something. Like,
and she had pronounced nipples. Like, she was very obviously, like, a mom.
Like,
and a mom.
Like, at least a feeding female. Yeah. So... Yeah, we got this whole sequence of them trying to figure out what the fuck is going on as David is, like, trying to check to see if the bear is alive anymore to get his friend Eddie out from under it. He drops the big brick of cocaine.
Waking up Cocaine Bear.
Who immediately goes after the cocaine. And they have a whole bit where they're, like, trying to distract it. So the cop distracts the bear with cocaine. And then
the others go running.
Yeah.
But while there's going to be a shootout between David and the detective, and Ray Liotta has in the background scenes been pulling up to the forest, and you know a shot goes out, and the detective
Why
has been
he
shot.
Have a rifle the whole time? Like, what was that?
What's most the point of this whole movie?
Yep.
So a shot goes out. The detective goes down. They both. What's his name? The son, Han Solo?
Eddie.
Eddie and David run towards Ray Liotta. What happened to the punk kid at that point? Do you
remember? He ran off. Like, we never see him again. He's okay. Also one of those people who just survived this movie. Which is
fucking bullshit.
And that's when the girl who is the...
bad cop.
Yeah, the bad cop shows up and...
destroys the detective's faith in humanity.
Yep. We trusted you. America trusted you.
I trusted you with my dog. That was sad. That part made me sad. Yeah. I was like, you're a bitch.
And then she ditches the... You know, we'll get into it in a second because she's a fucking asshole.
Well, she did call for backup, even though she's a dirty fucking cop.
I guess. Fucking, like, she's not even She's not even supposed to fucking be there, though.
Yeah, but that's why the cops show up at the end. She's like, I called for backup. And I was like, you're a bitch.
Whatever.
So that happens. Oh, gosh, this movie just took forever.
It did take forever. And so this is when Ray Liotta and the rest of them go chase the bear down.
And meanwhile, this whole time, Carrie Russell has actually been following a trail that's been left by Dee Dee with paint, her sweater, all kinds
just
of stuff.
Just a whole big, long
line. You know, good for her.
Then they run into, I want to call him Olaf from the... Yeah. I guess he was Olaf. Yeah,
his name's Olaf.
From the very beginning, poor bastard. And he...
he's mourning the loss of his wife.
My wife. And we would have had a child, and his name would have been Texas. And I was like, aw.
Aw, yeah, that made me sad. And he actually leads Carrie Russell and the kid to the cave where Dee Dee's being held.
Yep.
Which I called it, too. I was like... Because you even said, why is Dee Dee... Why would he take her to a cave? Or why would... the bear take her to a cave.
I was just weirded out by the fact, like...
hibernation.
Yeah. Or why they wouldn't try to leave.
Probably taking her to the kids. There's going to be, like, cubs in there. And sure enough, there were cubs in there. There were two or three?
Two that were completely covered in cocaine.
Yeah, they look like polar bears.
And they did a good job with that, with them tweaking out the whole time. Like, because every time they would do the snort, it wasn't like, oh, haha, that's, like, 80s... doing cocaine montage. No, they look like they were like, oh my god, you know, kind of thing. They were tweaking. Like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
We've got Ray Liotta and them, like, kind of showing up. Olaf dies off screen, poor son of a bitch.
They couldn't even give him an on screen death.
Don't you remember what happened with that hiker? We found him. He is the dead.
His face got bitten off.
Ray Liotta is mad about everything, tries to get the cocaine wrapped up. The girl, evil bad cop, leaves and is about to get shot by Ray Liotta, but David gets in front of it, which I'm like, why not just shoot her in the back? I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, like, why does he suddenly have a loyalty to this girl?
Like, what happened? Was there a sequence that we missed? Did he save her from the cocaine bear? I don't know. You know, okay.
Yeah, that's weird.
No, we don't need to kill anybody else here. It's like, are you shitting me? She's a cop. Like,
she's a bad cop, no less. Yeah. Anyways, so that happens. Carrie Russell finds Dee Dee. They head out towards the back of the cave because they hear the cocaine bear coming. The little bear cubs follow her. They are now behind the waterfall. And it's way down there. Like, it's like quite a jump for them to get down. So they also see another bag of cocaine that is hanging from a tree branch. And this is whenever Ray Liotta and the two dudes come up.
They're like, somebody needs to get that cocaine or I'm going to shoot somebody. And I'm like, you are the worst drug dealer in the entire damn world. Flip the gun around, use the butt of it
That's what I was thinking.
You know, pop it off. And then it's like, look, we don't have to keep Carrie Russell. Oh, okay, you guys need to. It's like, oh, we're after our bag here. Is that full of cocaine? It's not your problem, ma'am. Like, you should take your kids home.
No, it's full of flour. Just leave.
You should just go.
Of course they don't do that. Ray Liotta's a total dickhead.
I'm going to shoot somebody, especially these children.
And so the mom bear, who's, of course, high, shows up. Carrie Russell decides to take it upon herself to take the two children and jump into the waterfall, which, thank God, they didn't hit any rocks.
Yep. The cocaine bear comes down and is back, gonna take out Ray Liotta. David and Eddie jump into the water too. Ray Liotta shoots the cocaine bear, with, a different gun because they lost the rifle. And
also shoots David in the neck.
Yeah, in the neck. Cause everybody, it's like fucking unintentional consequences, the movie. Like, everybody's getting shot by bullets that aren't supposed to be aimed at them.
Yep.
They end up in the water. The cocaine bear falls from being shot and hits the ground. We're supposed to feel bad or something like that?
I felt bad because the two little baby bears were being beaten by Ray Liotta.
Who's he's trying to get the big old cocaine thing out.
Fuck you.
So he's mostly all the way up, but one of the bricks falls, hits the rocks, sprays Cocaine Bear with more cocaine, and like Popeye eating his spinach, he is able to get a boost of energy, whatever, climb up, that's when Ray Liotta gets disemboweled, hung, and then
eaten
by the cubs.
By the baby bears.
So he's being hung, sliced in the neck, and then the bear pulls him down, and then
sliced in the tummy.
Whatever.
Disemboweled.
Disemboweled.
So, yeah, so then he dies. This is whenever everyone is a happy family, Carrie Russell and the two kids, and then Eddie is trying to help David, who is now, you know, bleeding out because he got shot in the neck. But it was just a flesh wound. Nothing but a flesh wound. Nothing that a nurse can't handle. A nurse like Carrie Russell.
Yep. And then they make it all to the front of the ranger station. Carrie Russell bike rides with the kids to get the hell out of there. The bad cop gives the dog over to Eddie so that he can take it to his son and who's been left alone for 24 hours, which I thought was hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
David are both going to go there. I did like David's little... What is this? A dog.
Does it do cocaine?
Is it on cocaine? No. He's like, okay. He's like, starts petting
it. He's like, you're a good dog.
Good. And then they're, I guess they disappear. The cops show up. They drive past the dead bodies, which I thought was interesting, because you even pointed that out. And then we're done with the movie, as we should have been much earlier, because nothing happened for a good stretch of it.
Ugh.
There was a lot of stuff in this movie that could have been cut. There was a lot of stuff that should have been added. We should have had at least one more sequence of the bear killing somebody. You know, like some random. Like,
preferably the cop.
Or, you know, hell, it should have been Carrie Russell gets the... Because the whole point is that she's divorced and she has been yelling at her ex-husband to show up to get her. So let's have the ex-husband show up and be like, I hate you, Carrie, blah, blah, blah. And then he gets taken out by the cocaine bear.
Sure.
That would have been interesting. You know,
and then shitting his pants because apparently he had a bathroom problem.
Yeah, that would have been funny because then you would have had that whole sequence earlier.
Yeah,
that made sense. There was a bunch of parts on here like the same thing with the kid getting scratched at and then it cutting across the wrestling belt.
Mm-hmm.
There were so many bits in here that were missed opportunities. And I don't know if that's a failure for the director or the writer on this one.
It was a failure of somebody's
part. I feel like it's a failure, though, for the director because Elizabeth Banks has done Pitch Perfect 2. She's done one of the other shows. She's done... The other show was...
Charlie's Angels. Yeah.
Which was also just ass.
Yeah.
As far as I have heard, I didn't go around trying to watch it. I didn't
even bother watching it, yeah.
But it's, you know, maybe it's because it had stupid shit like this where it had a Ghostbusters 2016 monologue where there's nothing going on and it's like, let's play 20 questions. I'm sorry, that's boring. That is a boring situation. Do not have two characters that we do not give a fuck about in a... You know, like comedy horror movie thing going
this
on.
This was a horror though. Like it really is a horror.
It depends on where you're going.
It's a bear going fucking crazy. It's right up there with Cujo. It really is.
It really is.
Except Cujo was a much better movie.
Yeah, and that had a lot of suspense, and that we don't get a suspense point either. We don't We don't have the bear trying to break into something. Like, we have it, like, walking around the outside for, like, 5 seconds, and then it punches through one of the windows, and then it cuts.
Yeah.
So we don't see anything on that one.
I feel like this couldn't make up its mind of what it wanted to be.
And that was kind of the problem. It's got, maybe the bear, like, maybe the writing or the directing or the movie itself was on cocaine, because it's all over the goddamn place.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it could have been better. What are you going to give it?
I'm actually going to give this a 4 out of 10. We'll give it a 4 out of 10 bear paws to the face.
I'm going
to
give it, like, overall, I feel you on that one. Go ahead.
Four out of 10 bear paws to the face.
I'm going to give it 5 missing bundles of cocaine out of 10 because it's the sequences that are boring are drag the whole damn thing down.
Yeah.
But the sequences that are action-packed are good enough to where you'd be like, oh, wow, I feel like this was a good thing to have seen.
Okay.
Like that whole sequence with the EMTs and all that kind of shit. That was interesting.
Yeah.
That was an interesting sequence to happen.
But that was also played in the theater because that was one of the only few, really genuinely funny scenes.
It really was. And the same thing with the weird part was there was a sequence when Pete Davidson talks about, it's like, my friends and I are going to move to New York City. And it cuts to showing his dead friends.
Yeah. I'm like,
you should have had at least a couple of sequences where he keeps saying, my friends are going to move to New York City, and it's them on the same couch doing the same thing.
But they're dead.
But they're not dead. Then you had the one where they're dead.
Oh, did it show them dead?
Showed them dead. The kid with the headshot and then the one holding his head.
Oh, I didn't realize that they were dead. See, that would have been funny. Probably had I noticed that, that would have been funnier.
Yeah. And you probably could have split up that whole bit where the bear was trying to make it into the ranger cabin.
Yeah.
And you could have had that, my friends and I are going to go to New York City.
It just shows them dead.
The one guy who's not dead. The shows him, and then the one who hasn't been shot yet, and then the guy who got the headshot.
Okay.
So you could have done this whole sequence for it, but they didn't. They just pissed on it, which, it sucked. It dragged everything down. It could have been a better movie. A lot of the actors in this were a lot better than I was expecting. Kerry Russell was great. The kids were good. I thought they were, at least decently acted.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't make up for it. It really didn't.
Yeah.
I'm sorry this one's going to have to go to detox.
What did you think of this one? Tell us.
Yeah.
Let us know.
ESAT3AM@gmail.com is going to be the best way to reach us on it. You can also go to Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. ESAT3AM is going to be the best way to get us on those. You can go to our main website, ESAT3AM.com. And on there, hopefully there will be some new features. I'm not going to say what they're going to be because I don't want to overplay anything.
Oh, I don't even know what they're going to be.
On there... there is going to be a little leave us a voicemail link. You click on it, you can leave us a voicemail. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, and let us know. Do you like us drinking during these shows? Because I've just been drinking, what is this, champagne? I've just been drinking champagne the entire time.
No, honey, it's not champagne. It's a sparkling white wine. Champagne has to come from the Champagne region of France.
Yes.
Anything that doesn't is just the sparkling white wine.
Okay, well, this
I learned that from Rob Lowe.
Bubbly stuff is actually pretty good. But let us know if you like us drinking during the show. We could always do an episode or two or that, if that makes you happy. Whatever makes you happy. Do you love us? Tell us you love us.
Please. I love us. That's my
thing. I think we're actually pretty funny. Anyways.
Pretty funny. Anyway, we will see y'all next time.
Yep, see you soon. Bye.